Thanks for listening to this highlight from Connecting Faith. To hear the entire broadcast or to hear more highlights from our recent shows, you can go to the Connecting Faith show page at myfaithradio.com.
Can today's Christian women, quote-unquote, have it all? Here's a highlight from Connecting Faith. Guest host Joe Rathbanner asked best-selling author Shanti Feldhahn about finding balance, peace, and joy by discovering God's blueprint for our lives.
I had a call over the break from Betsy, and she asked, how do I bring balance to my life? I work full-time, I volunteer a lot, and it seems like I struggle to have enough time for my family. Do you have any advice? I bet you've heard that before.
But you may not want to hear it. See, this is what I said at the beginning. Our problem as modern women is that we're trying to have it all. And we're trying to, and you may not think of it as trying to have it all, and that's fine, but you're trying to do it all. And so that's one of those things that we realize, you know what, we are not designed to live that way. And I was doing a speaking engagement on this, and I was doing a women's, you know, conference and talking about this subject. And this one young woman comes up to me with a very similar question to Betsy's. And, you know, she's like practically in tears, and she says, look, I'm married. I have two little kids that are both, you know, under the age of six. And I work full time, and I'm on this track at work where I've got all these new responsibilities. I've got all these great opportunities. And I'm volunteering a lot at my church. And I just don't know what to do. And I said, honey, and see, I'm 46 now, so I'm allowed to say honey to a younger woman. I said, honey, you're trying to have it all. And she's like, no, I'm not really. It just, you know, she goes on. I'm like, no, really. You are. You're trying to have it all and do it all and be it all at the same time. And the beautiful thing about the way that God has designed us is that we are forced to make choices, because if we don't make choices, something's going to suffer. And it may be that it's your family that suffers, or your kids, or it may be you, like your body suffers, right? Or it may be your job, because you're trying to do everything and you're not doing nothing right. You're not doing anything well. And so because we're not designed to try to do it all at the same time, we do have to realize that we do live in seasons, and that it is really, really critical for us to make the choices that are important for our season. And the reality that God has called us to in our marriage, for example, for me, and then I'll give Betsy sort of the bottom line that I would suggest that she at least pray about, which is, for me, my husband, because of something that happened in his business — he's an attorney by training, but he's an entrepreneur — and about 10 years ago, he had a big business with 50 people, and he was always very busy and traveling and whatever. And about 10 years ago, because of the tech crash and everything that happened in 9/11, he had to shut down his business, and he's been working from home ever since and starting up a couple of other businesses. At the same time that my speaking invitations started to take off because of my books. Now, if he was still that busy and I was this busy, do you think our kids would ever see mom and dad?
Mm-mm.
No, they wouldn't. And so during this period where I've been so busy speaking, he has been able to ramp down some things in his business that allow him to make choices where he can go get the kids at 3 o'clock when they're done with school. And then when I'm at home, he can go do his stuff.